A new teaser for Secret Invasion came out yesterday, and man, it looks amazing. Also, we might be getting a new writer for Avengers Kang Dynasty. It seems like the one that was doing it is no longer working on the project. And today is May 22nd, 2023, and Isaac from Kaboom Comics is here to give us his previews for your pull list. I'm your host, Amir, and this is the One in 100 Podcast. Oh, yes, I am a happy camper right now. I know a lot of MCU fans are very happy at this moment in time. We got a new teaser trailer today. I'm recording on Sunday afternoon, and we got a new teaser trailer about 2 hours ago for Secret Invasion. And let me be the first to tell you, it looks incredible. Wow. It just has that dark espionage, suspenseful, on the edge of your seat type of vibes to it. Not knowing what could be happening next around the corner. This looks very unpredictable. Wow, this is like a crazy mystery, man. And I am super excited for this trailer. And kind of like some of the things that are for this series, I'm sorry, but kind of what we get from this trailer so far, we get some more, like, you know, some more details of what could be taking place. It looks like Nick Fury is going to be going at these Skrulls kind of like on his own, or maybe with a super small team of, like, you know, agents and stuff like that from SHIELD, or people that he can really, really trust. He seems to not want to be opening himself up to a lot of help because, you know, you could say he quoted this in the teaser, you know, you don't know who is who, you know, people are just turning up being Skrulls, and, you know, it's just crazy. You don't know who to trust. So it seems like he's going to be going at this on his own, and we can kind of, you know, look at a quote that Samuel L. Jackson actually said in an interview back in March that I did not even know that he did interviews for this already. But basically what it says, and this is coming from CBR, it says, in March, Jackson opened up about why fans can't expect to see any of Earth's mightiest heroes showing up for the fight, explaining what he's not doing is calling his super friends, meaning Nick Fury. So that's part of the whole dilemma. You'll find that out. There's a very good reason why he's holding back. So this is going to be a crazy mystery. I'm already, you know, looking forward to it, but that still doesn't mean we won't see why he doesn't trust, you know, his quote unquote super friends. You know, we might see an Avenger in this movie and turns out to be a Skrull. You know what I'm saying? I hope they do that because it'll make the impact a little bit more greater. So that doesn't mean that we're not going to see any of the past Avengers. It just means that he's not calling them for backup because he just can't trust who he calls right now. And even in this teaser, it kind of seems like War Machine, James Rhodey, might be not on his, you know, Nick Fury's side. You know, it just seems like he's going at him in a different way, like not in a supportive way. So I'm interested in seeing that whole dynamic of everything. What we also know from previous interviews with Jackson and things like that, he also says that this series has to happen in order for the Marvels to happen. So this is, it sounds like this is going to be directly connected to the Marvels movie that's coming out in November with, you know, Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau and Miss Marvel, you know, Kamala Khan. So I'm really interested in seeing how this is going to tie into that. Will any of them show up in this movie at all? You know, in this series at all, we don't know who's going to make an appearance. It's still, like I said, it doesn't mean that they're going to actually be helping him in the fight, you know, but that was very interesting to find out that, yeah, this is going to tie into that somehow, some way. I mean, we saw the teaser for the Marvels and, you know, Nick Fury's voice is the first voice you hear in the teaser. So I thought that that was really dope. And the other thing that we kind of found out, you know, from over the past couple of months, people have been talking about this, is just how this series will grab the attention of adults as well, even though I've always said that, you know, comic book movies are, you know, for everybody, and adults enjoy them as well. But the guy that's going to be playing Talos, his name is Ben Middleton. He had made a quote that I talked about last week, just saying that, you know, adults will be able to dig this. But we actually got some information from Emilia Clarke, who's going to be in this movie as well. And she's going to be playing one of the Skrulls named Gia. She said it's definitely a show for the fans, but it's also a show that my mom, who doesn't watch Marvel, will watch and get. Do you know what I mean? Clark went on to touch on the inherent dangers of the genre itself, as fans can easily find themselves in a situation where if you haven't watched all 17 other films or shows, that you're not going to get it. Clark promised that this isn't that. So to wrap this thing up, this show sounds like it's going to be a great jumping on point for anybody who wants to check out an MCU project. Like, you don't have to have the super big knowledge of, you know, every single Avengers movie and every single Thor movie or whatever, you know, like, you can just tune in, check this out, and it's just something that you can enjoy for those six episodes, which I hate that it's only six episodes, but it's something that you can really tune in and have a good time with and not have to have this super attachment to anything with the MCU. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But with that said, let's kick it over to Isaac from Kaboom Comics, because it's Monday and we got New Comic Book Day coming up in 2 days, and Isaac's got his previews for your pull list.
Hey, Amir, thank you for having me. So this week we got a pretty good set of number ones. We have with Marvel, we have Storm number one. So she is now getting her new number one with some pretty great covers. Art Germ cover. There's a Stormbreakers cover. A lot of great covers for this one to celebrate Storm's new solo series. She's been the lead in the X-Men Red by Al Ewing, but now she's taking matters into her own hands all by herself. This is definitely one to get. Storm, probably one of the biggest X-Men characters out there, biggest X characters, strong, one of the strongest mutants too. So, you know, we want to see what challenges she may face, being, what do they call them? Omega level mutants or something like that. You know, I could just imagine what things she might go through. Another number one, we have Fury. I was about to say Furry. Fury number one, about Nick Fury. There is a new organization coming out called Scorpio, S-C-O-R-P-I-O. You know, it's an abbreviation for something. And basically, Nick Fury is hunting them down. But it's basically supposed to be a kind of like a throwback to the Howling Commando type style story.
Okay.
But it's definitely something good to look forward to. You have some pretty good, pretty cool variants coming out for that one as well.
Is that supposed to be Nick Fury's son?
It doesn't say. They're saying Nick Fury and okay. Yeah. But I'll let the readers find out on that one. Pick up your copy.
There you go. Absolutely.
We'll see. Up next, we have Daredevil and Echo, number one. Definitely a really good book. Yeah, definitely a really good book. Phil Noto doing the covers or the regular covers. This one's really great, especially because we are getting that Echo series later this year.
No wonder they pushed that series up so fast.
Yeah. And then Daredevil, of course, is still filming for the new series, and of course, you know, we know they're gonna cross paths in the Disney Plus series, and of course they have crossed paths before, you know, Kingpin making his appearance in the Hawkeye show and you know, being the adoptive father of Echo and all that good stuff. So this one, they're teaming up together. It's a pretty great team up. And it's definitely a new miniseries you guys would not want to miss. Up next, we have a giant new omnibus coming in. It is Spider-Man 29.9 Omnibus Volume 1. Okay. This is, we already got these books in. We have two different covers for them. Both, one is the original, you know, number one foil cover that you see everywhere. And then number variant two is a nice little border variant, a little frame around it. It looks really nice. But yeah, this has, I want to say, 46 issues of Spider-Man 29.9, including a whole lot of tie-ins. You know, 29.9 Unlimited, all the series from the 90s that Miguel was featured in. It's over 1,000 pages of pure 29.9 content. This is especially perfect because we have the Spider-Verse movie coming up. We know Miguel O'Hara is going to be one of the main characters. You know, is he a villain? Is he a hero? You know, we don't know because of the trailers, but you get to get an idea of his origin and who he is, told from the 90s original story. Spider-Man 29.9 is definitely one to pick up. Another one that we're getting is Deadly Neighborhood Spider-Man. This is the miniseries, five-issue miniseries. It was really popular. Every single issue that came out.
Yeah, I remember hearing about
that. Yeah, it was selling out very well. The covers were beautiful. The storytelling was really good. It was definitely a dark tale of Deadly Neighborhood. Like, it's, oh man, like, how do you say it? Like, it was just very creepy. It was written by B. Earl and Taboo from Black Eyed Peas, so that's also something to look forward to as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's definitely a dark tale. A lot of people have been asking for back issues on that one, and unfortunately they're all sold out. So if you guys are looking into getting into something new, Deadly Neighborhood Spider-Man is the perfect book to start off with. If you're already familiar with Peter Parker and Spider-Man and all the regular superhero stuff, you know, you want something different, this is the book to get. And that's going to be it for this week.
Nice, man. Another busy week once again at the comic book shops. I know we have Static. I think Static is coming out this week. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to a lot of these good books, man, for sure, man.
Yeah.
Get your money together, people. Get your money.
Yeah, yeah.
But thanks, Isaac, man. We will catch you next week, man. We appreciate you, brother.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
All right. So we got a rumor that I need to address. It's actually something that me and Kay discussed after Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania came out. It sounds like Jeff Loveness, who was the writer for Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, who was given the writing duties for Avengers Kang Dynasty, sounds like he is no longer a part of this project as the writer. And this rumor is coming from Jeff Snyder, who I've talked about before. He's like this industry, you know, insider. He's like TMZ for comic book entertainment stuff. But basically what he said was that Jeff Loveless is off Avengers Kang Dynasty and that he fell off prior to the writer's strike. So, yeah, I think this is something that happened because of the pushback from Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. And I kind of feel bad because somebody lost a job, but at the same time, when I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, it just didn't seem like it was put together well. It had a lot of plot holes, and it just didn't capture what I wanted it to capture. You know, it was definitely not as good as the first movie. And I mean, you know, he felt like it was written well and that he did his best job, and that's probably true. But for someone who doesn't have a lot of big movie, MCU movie experience, unfortunately, sometimes fans aren't receptive of what you're doing, and it sucks. But at the same time, like, if you are not very well, you know, versed in this universe, you better bring it. You know what I'm saying? And he didn't really bring it the way it should have been brought. So, you know, fans had a lot of pushback when they found out that he was going to be the writer for Avengers Kang Dynasty. Like, this is way bigger than Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, okay? Like, this is way bigger. And it just seems like maybe he doesn't have the experience needed for to handle something like this. And we talked about this, like I said, me and Kay, and I felt like back then, way before the writer's strike happened, this is a couple months ago when we talked about this, that I feel like MCU and Kevin Feige should start spending their money more on getting writers that really know how to plan big movies like this, like really know how to write them out. Like, they don't have to be just fans of comics. I mean, we've all heard Jeff Loveness is a big fan of the comic books, which is cool. He can be a consultant, but writing a big movie like this, you got to be more than just a fan. Like, you just have to be very, very skilled with your pen game. And I feel like maybe he just wasn't that skilled for this type of challenge. Maybe in the future, you know, he gets some more things under his belt. You know, he could come back and do something for the MCU. Or, I mean, maybe they can put him on another project where he might not be, you know, the lead writer, but he could just be kind of on the team as a consultant or something like that. But I'm sorry, man. I hate to be that guy, but this just wasn't for him. Like, the Kang Dynasty situation, the Avengers movie, it's not for him. I don't feel like he was able to handle it, and I hate to be that guy, but after what I saw with Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, it just left me feeling like, damn, they didn't do what they needed to do. And then when I found out he was you know, locked in to be the writer for that movie, I was like, oh no, like no. Avengers movies are, they hit a little different with me, so I want somebody who's a little bit more skilled when it comes to writing big movies like that. But, you know, hopefully he bounced back and he'll find some other projects to work on, you know. So, well, but maybe not now because the writer strike is on, but unfortunately he's gonna have to wait until that's over to bounce back. But, you know, we'll see what they have in store. I still feel that Ryan Coogler should be the guy that's in charge of writing Avengers Kang Dynasty. I feel like it's time for him to showcase that he can handle a lot of big time characters like the Avengers teams. I want to see that in him. Like, I want to get him out of Wakanda for a little while so he can have a little bit more freedom, because obviously, you know, Wakanda Forever was a tough movie for him, losing his lead actor and losing his best friend, and somebody that gave him an opportunity to write and direct that first Black Panther movie. I feel like the best way for Ryan Coogler to get his, to get his groove back is to get on Avengers Kang Dynasty. And I mean, I don't know what's going on with, you know, the whole situation with Kang, AKA Jonathan Majors. We don't know what's going to happen with that, but you know, if we can get a good writer and director on there, I don't think it's going to matter. We can fill in whoever we need to fill in if they need to do that. But with that said, that'll do it for today's episode of the 1 in 100 podcast. If you are new to the podcast, please hit that subscribe button. We are available on all major platforms where podcasts are found. It's simple. Just hit that subscribe button and listen. That's all you got to do. You know what I'm saying? That'll make me very, very happy. So please make sure you do that. If you are a returner to the podcast, a returnee, thank you for tuning in. You know, continue to share and, you know, rate the show as well, guys. You know, I know there's an option to give the show a thumbs up and all that stuff. All that stuff helps us, you know, continue to grow the podcast with more people to hear it. So hit that like button and all that good stuff and share it. And do what you guys been doing for the past almost 5 years, man. So Appreciate you guys. And man, be good to yourself and be good to others. I'm your host, Amir, and this is the One in 100 Podcast.